April 16, 2012. It's an article from Food Chemistry. And Food Chemistry is one of my favorite journals because every month they post the amount of pollution found in food since I wrote the first article in A Mass Denial from Pollution. Remember, that's the one I gave to Marlon Perkins, one of all the zoos in the big cities. And they were looking not only for nutritional deficiencies in the food, but also pollution levels. So I read it every month. This particular issue, they looked at the top eight baby formulas in America: Gerber, Similac, Enfamil, ones that you're all very familiar with, very well-respected baby foods and baby formulas, and they said commercial available baby foods may contain less than 20% of the recommended levels of minerals and vitamins. Baby food has less than 20% of the recommended levels. Dog food has 100%, chicken food has 100%, laboratory rat food has 100%, sheep, pig, cow, horse food has 100%, and your babies and grandbabies have less than 20%, and that's why you're going to be burying them. The experts say, if you don't change what you're doing, your children, the children of the people in this room here today, will not live. They will be the first generation that will not live as long as their parents. How many of you heard that? Raise your hand. Okay, almost everybody in the room. So we have to supplement them because they're not getting what their genes and their DNA and RNA and telomeres need to maximize their genetic potential for longevity. I don't care if grandma did live to be 110. They're not going there unless you give them the right nutrition. There's a medical doctor up in Ontario, Canada. It's kind of their biggest province, and their town, Toronto, is kind of like the New York of Canada. And the Globe and Mail has a weekend newspaper, much like USA Today and New York Times. And of course, their paper is called the Globe and Mail. The doctor wrote this wonderful article. This is the cover pictures in the weekend magazine, saying, why would you want to take all these pills and vitamins and minerals and liquids and powders when you can just eat well and get everything you need? Just eat well, get everything you need. Well, let's examine that. How many milligrams of calcium in that green apple if you take a 1-inch wedge? You have no earthly idea. You're going to have to analyze that for $2,500 to find out how much is in there. But it has calcium in it. Well, maybe not. You don't have any idea if there's in there or not. And what about that tomato? How many international units of vitamin A or beta carotene is in there per 1-inch wedge? You have no earthly idea. What about micrograms of selenium in this red apple? Or folic acid micrograms in this yellow bell pepper? You have no earthly idea. Are you prepared to risk your longevity, the longevity of your children and grandchildren, nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters, moms and dad? Are you prepared to risk on the throw of a dice what may or may not be in the food you're eating to maximize your genetic potential for longevity and health and fending off disease? You give a can of dog food, dog, it's got $100 billion worth of research in there. In the last 6 years, just with dog food, putting vitamins and minerals in there, we've tripled their lifespan. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old. Today, an old dog is 25. We didn't do that with genetically engineered proteins or stem cells. We did it with vitamins and minerals.
Well, my doctor said, just eat well.
Bam, you're dead. So I do both. I eat well. I love to eat well. My steaks and salads, and I try to eat a minimum of 8 eggs a day, poached. You cannot eat scrambled eggs in restaurants and places where they have buffets and so forth because there's 60% oil, 20% powdered eggs, and 20% wheat flour. They come in cartons. They don't crack those eggs back there. They're afraid of salmonella contamination on the eggshells, right? Oh. So where did rich people get their mineral supplements back hundreds and maybe even thousands and thousands of years ago in the days of the pharaohs? They would buy Egyptian mummies and they'd grind them up into powder and take the powder. Because mummies were supposed to live a long time and live forever in heaven. And so people wanted the mummies. Of course, they believed in like treats like, kind of homeopathy and herbal medicine, like treats like. If you have anemia, they're going to give you beets and blood root kind of stuff, anything red to make more blood. Let's say you're a male and you have arthritis in your right hip and you go to the physician thousands of years ago and he said, look, you got bone-to-bone arthritis in your right hip. I can hear it cracking and creaking in there. You need to get yourself the right hip of a male mummy. Why don't you grind that up into powder, and I want you to take 2 tablespoons twice a day, and in 4 to 6 weeks, you'll be cured. Well, that's exactly what happened. And of course, it was easy to find a grave robber back in those days, and the pharaohs and generals and wealthy merchants would give these grave robbers bags of silver and gold for the mummy dust and so forth. But slaves and subsistence farmers couldn't afford mummy dust. So where did they get their minerals thousands of years ago? Wood ashes. How many can remember, raise your hand, how many can remember going to your grandma and grandpa's house and they had a wood stove? Okay, almost everybody, that's good. Well, what did you do with the wood ashes every morning? You throw them in the recycling bin to save the earth? Put them in the garden. Now, wood ashes are not ashes. 95 to 98% of the wood ashes are really the minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. Then you throw these plant minerals, a.k.a. wood ashes, into the garden, and the plants, the corn, the beans, the peas, the squash, the sweet potatoes, the onions, the tomatoes, the pumpkins, the things like okra would suck all these minerals up, and you'd eat that food, and you get your minerals indirectly by putting the plant minerals, wood ashes, into the garden. You'd eat the food that sucked it up, and you got your minerals in that fashion. Some people got 3 minerals. Some people got 25. Some people got 40. Some people got 60. The ones who got 45 to 60 live longer than ones who got 3. Oh, they got good genes, that family. No, they just got more minerals, okay? But they use the same recipe. Well, plants only need 3 minerals. We need 60.